News, I'm Ben Thomas. A busy day at the United Nations, but the General Assembly is underway. In his address this morning, President Trump chided the world body, saying the UN is not even coming close to living up to its potential.
All they seem to do is write a really strongly worded letter and then never follow that letter up. It's empty words, and empty words don't solve war. The only thing that solves war and wars is action.
Trump also warned Europe it would be ruined if it doesn't turn away from what he described as a double-tailed monster of ill-conceived migration and green energy policies. But later, in a meeting with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, Trump offered this.
Our country is behind the United Nations 100%. I think the potential of the United Nations is incredible.
And Sagar Meghani reports the president capped things off with a major shift on Ukraine.
For months, the president insisted Kyiv will have to make concessions as part of any peace deal.
For the good of Ukraine. Good stuff, not bad stuff. Also, some bad stuff.
But after meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky at the UN, the president hailed Ukraine's efforts in a fight he says was only projected to last about 3 days and has instead gone on about 3.5 years.
They have a lot of courage, a lot of guts.
And writes on social media he thinks Ukraine, with European and NATO support, can win back all the land it lost. If the president supports sticks, it's a huge win for Zelensky, who's been urging the U.S. to boost pressure on Vladimir Putin to end the war.
Dispose of Trump is a big shift.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Wall Street's rally took a pause today. The Dow shed 88 points, or 0.2%. The S&P fell 0.6%, the Nasdaq 0.9%. All three indexes retreating from their all-time closing highs. This is AP News. In Florida, a guilty verdict for the man accused of trying to assassinate Donald Trump last year as he was playing golf at his West Palm Beach Country Club. Lisa Dwyer has details.
A jury convicted Ryan Ruth on all counts. Ruth faced charges that included attempting to assassinate a major presidential candidate and possessing a firearm as a convicted felon. Prosecutors say that Ruth spent weeks plotting to kill Trump before aiming a rifle at Trump on September 15, 2024. Ruth, who defended himself in court, claimed that he never intended to kill anyone, saying he had opportunities but never pulled the trigger. After jurors began leaving the courtroom, Ruth grabbed a pen and started to try to stab himself in the neck. Marshals swarmed in, picked him up, and dragged him out of the courthouse. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thank you for listening.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.